Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we bring you the good news and the bad news every single week. At 9 o'clock Pacific time and East Coast, it's midnight. So happy new day. Happy Wednesday, folks on the East Coast. Staying up late to listen to Dr. Len and to Sherry Kane. I want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com and brand new is HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. We finally got the affiliate program launched, so please go check it out, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, where you're going to get the best products and you're going to become partners. In fact, it's a whole cooperative. That's the way it should be. It's not simply profit sharing with money. It's profit sharing with all the prosperity in the universe that's available to us, because if you've got faith and trust and if you've got Creator on your side, then who can be against you? And that's basically what we're advancing, is a wonderful organization to take the place of an ungodly World Health Organization. Our organization is called Healthy World Organization, and we are evolving to take the place of what doesn't work, what's genocidal, what's intoxicating and polluting, and what is depopulating. It is called the World Health Organization, and it's on its way out. And so we're advancing Healthy World Organization. You can get that information from healthyworldorganization.org or Healthy World Affiliates. Sign up on healthyworldaffiliates.com. Sherry, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Did you have a good week?
Yes, did you?
I had a very busy week.
Very busy.
It's been a week where the documentary, if you notice behind us here, is the Showtime poster that we prepared for Penn and Teller's sting operation called Bullshit. And if you've been paying attention to Showtime, and I hope you haven't, just to update you anyway, there's a show on Showtime called Bullshit by Penn and Teller, a comedy team, magicians, atheists, and they came here to target us for a sting, and we counter-stung. And so right now we're in final preparations for the release of a full-length feature documentary. It's called Pharmawhores. You can get information at pharmawhores.com. In fact, you can watch the trailer if you haven't seen it yet. Do give yourself an opportunity to laugh, because it's pretty funny. And the whole documentary is going to have humor throughout, but in essence, we are exposing the global beast operating through the mainstream media, and we're basically counter-stung the sting operation Showtime advanced to take advantage of us and our healthcare products. So Sherry was there. Sherry saw. And what was it like for you?
I thought it was really, really interesting. I mean, we planned how it was going to happen. It worked out exactly like we thought it was going to work out. And basically, we knew they were going to run. They came in and they saw the Wanted for Genocide posters. They saw this poster behind us that it really kind of just proved their bosses are all interconnected with all of these big corporations and all of these evil big corporations, and they just took a look at it. I mean, we have their faces on camera. If you haven't seen the trailer, go to farmerwhores.com and check it out. But their faces are priceless. The executive producer, his face is priceless. And then you see the camera guy going up to this poster and looking up at it closely, and then, like, you see his face. Like, you can just see his mind just turning, thinking,
what's he doing here?
The wheels are turning. Like, this is just crazy. But, I mean, he seemed to, like, probably the most interested in us from our point of view out of the whole crew. I mean, he seemed like he was really pretty curious. The others were really, well, the producer was obviously more in on what was going on in the game, but the camera guy, was like, well, why is this happening? And I didn't really think about them all connected, and what don't I know? I mean, there was a question mark coming out of his head, and so that was really great. And I just love the fact that Len ran up the street and saw him getting in the car, the executive producer, and the guy acted like a total, like passive person, like a passive, submissive person.
Yeah,
he just rolled the window up.
He didn't want to be here, you know. So we captured it, and we're in final production, final editing right now for it's going to be 2 hours. It's basically just shy of 2 hours. So it's a feature-length documentary. It's called Pharmawhores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, and it will be coming to you. And with your support, it may actually screen or play at a theater near you. So we'll have the first release of it available As we expected, March 15th, which now is only 2 weeks away. Happy March, everyone.
Isn't that St. Patty's Day? Or is that
March 15th? It's the Ides of March. I don't think it's St. Patty's Day. Is it? I don't think so. It's the Ides of March. It's a famous day.
Yeah, I thought that was St. Patty's Day, but maybe I'm wrong. I know it's in that same type of mid...
Oh, it shows that you're not Irish, right?
No. No, I don't... I mean, I think the Irish are great. The luck of the Irish is great anyway.
Yeah, I'm a big Boston Celtics fan. Hey, folks, so we were talking last week. We had a caller from Vermont that called in. You can call in, too. Just go to bbsradio.com and check out the toll-free number to call. If you're not a member of BBS audience, gain access to the archives, it's just a couple dollars a month. BBS is one of our sponsors, and so is Tetrahedron.org, Tetrahedron Publishing Group, Tetrahedron.org. The film producer for Pharma Horrors is Tetrahedron Films, and there'll be very soon some really great news also for Tetrahedron Records. I have a project that's evolving right now, and I pray that next week I'll have more information on it. But it's very exciting, involving this great organization that's been supporting my work since 1978. Publishing company, Tetrahedron Publishing Group, is now evolved into a film company, into a record company. So if you haven't checked out the wonderful Scott Huckabee albums, there's six albums that we published in 528 Hertz frequency, which is the frequency vibration of love. That's at the center of the universe. It's the center of your heart. It's that little wonderful, warm, fuzzy feeling, that glow inside your heart that you feel when you're in love. And we now know that that's 528 Hertz frequency. And it's very special if you retune your instruments to that frequency, that vibration, and simply be uplifted vibrationally into what amounts to the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. Why not bring it down to earth in your own heart? And so what a blessing and that is, and what a wonderful time this is for these revelations and technologies brought to bear from divine revelation into your own sound system at home for healing. We're revolutionizing not only the music industry, but medicine and healing as well.
Right. And if you want to catch us at the next expo we're going to be at, that's the Total Health Expo. It's coming up on the 12th to the 14th of March this month, and it's in Toronto. So if you're in that area and you want to come to the Total Health Expo, you can get to meet us and actually listen. Dr. Horowitz is doing an amazing presentation there.
A couple. I'll be on a panel, too. Right. There's several. It's a whole weekend full of wonderful things. And if you haven't been to Total Health Expo, this year it's 2010 in Toronto. It's produced by Helen and Libby and, Jim up there, all the wonderful people that every year work, labor of love, to put together that show. And it is really Canada's leading voice for alternative health care. And they've gone through some ringers. I mean, they've been banged big time by the drug industrialists and those basically who are masquerading stools and pawns for the drug cartel, try to do the show in. Well, they have failed, and the show is bigger and better than ever, and I'll be one of many speakers there coming up in just, I guess it's a little over a week now, right?
Yep, it's coming up. It's coming up like faster. Everything just seems to be going by so quick. I just had a birthday, and I'm not sure where that year went. And
happy birthday, Sherry Kane. Do I ask how old you are or not?
21.
21 this year. Okay, sounds great.
I was 21 for the last few years, so.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Young at heart.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy because you don't feel yourself aging inside, internally, but you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, well, I can't really pass for that age anymore, and it's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah, you got carded the other night, though, didn't you?
I did.
Wow. What was that like?
That was pretty incredible. I mean, I gave the waitress a huge tip.
That's funny.
She knew.
So, anyway, if you care to join us, just give us a call. I was in the process last week of answering a question with regard to what do you do to get rid of all the vaccine toxicity and the foreign genetic material, foreign proteins that are injected into your bloodstream via vaccinations. And blood intoxications are really, if you think about the blood, I mean, the Bible talks about the life being in the blood. What's living in the blood is most importantly this element number 8, oxygen, that basically is carried throughout, uplifts through this spiritual vibration, essence of the prana, the breath of life. This is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. In fact, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh literally translated from the Hebrew, Yehovah or Yahowah, means literally to breathe, is to exist. And so this concept of bringing more oxygen to your body every way possible. There's another wonderful product in the HealthyWorldStore.com catalog. It's called OxyAdvantage. And a couple drops in an 8-ounce glass of water will super oxygenate the water so that when you drink it, your blood becomes far more oxygenated. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, all of the different products that we have on HealthyWorldStore.com, they come with a full money-back refund if you're not totally, totally pleased, totally satisfied. And, you know, we've had nothing but wonderful comments, feedback from people. I can't even remember the last person that complained about anything except maybe an order not getting them in because we were changing our websites.
Yeah. People, I mean, we have it's the full money-back guarantee on a lot of those items, and nobody's ever taken advantage of that.
I don't know. Well, it's because the products are superior.
They really
are.
Well, I have, like, a really great testimony right now, which is a new one, and that's about my mother. My mother is somebody who doesn't believe in alternative medicine. She still believes in the doctors, and she still does. She's going through cancer right now for the second time, bladder cancer.
So many people are. It's horrible.
So, you know, and I've been trying to tell her, I mean, I sent her this great water machine that you sell in the store.
Mm-hmm. The Melody Water Unit.
It's amazing.
Changes your water to pH 8. It purifies it and basically energizes it also, so it has an increase of what's called ORP, oxidative reductive potential. Again, getting more oxygen, more nutrients into your bloodstream through the changing hydration of your body, the improved pH of your body. These are simple little things, and if you really knew how simple optimal health can be made, practical applications of these divine revelations makes healthcare very simple and straightforward if you know the basics. And so
the story goes, I sent her this machine and she feels better after taking the machine, but, you know, of course the cancer hasn't gone away, so they told her they needed to give her treatments, and that was the BCG, is that, am I saying that right? The BCG treatment, which is
a vaccination, really.
It was an injection into her bladder, not through an intravenous injection. It was more of liquid that they put into her bladder that she had. And basically, I warned her about it. I told her, Mom, don't do it. Don't do it. They're giving you a virus. They're giving you a virus. And, of course, she said, well, the doctor's considered really good, and why should I not trust my doctor, and how can you say that? And I don't, you know, she's panicking. She has cancer. So she goes and she gets this, and afterwards she gets pneumonia. And she calls me up and she says, I have to tell you that I think you were right, and I got really sick, and I'm not going to take any more of those treatments. I have pneumonia now. And she's not, you know, she's in her 60s.
And that's what kills most people with cancer and AIDS. It's pneumonia. It's secondary or tertiary infections from viruses that, you know, basically become, you become susceptible because of a weakened immune system made weak primarily by the chemotherapeutics, the toxic drugs that are whacking your immune system. Medicine is a scam. I mean, give me a good surgeon to piece me together after an accident, but, you know, as far as the meds go, with all the toxic side effects, it's far safer to go natural. So, yeah, what happened?
Well, basically what happened was I told her, look, I said, Mom, you have to listen to me. I'm going to tell you what you need to do, and just please listen, and I know you will get better. So I told her, basically, take the OxySilver three capfuls a day with prayer, and I also recommended that she take Zeolife, and that's all sold at the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com site, where you can become an affiliate and promote the products as well as get commissions on them. If you actually give your link out to someone else and they click on it, then, you know, we'll give you a rebate check for that. So it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm going to tell you that my mom, she called me today and she says, it worked. I'm so much better. Thank you so much. And that was like one of the biggest testimonies ever, because I know my mother and I know that she does not believe in anything that the doctor doesn't recommend. The medical doctor.
The medical deities.
Exactly. That she believes in them so much, and here she sees, wow, you were right. Alternative medicine works.
Well, they killed my mother, as sure as anything. They absolutely killed her through the vaccinations initially, and then through the radiation therapy and chemotherapeutics that they gave her for the cancers that they induced because of the immune suppression after she got vaccine injured with Guillain-Barré, neurologically impaired. They put her on steroids. Steroids whack the immune system. Now you become susceptible to everything from cancers to colds. And so she developed cancer, a few radiation treatments, and a few months later, my mother was dead. She also believed that medical doctors were gods. You know, you do everything that the medical deities say, and they kill you.
Yeah, they respect them like they're gods. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a pagan. It's a total pagan.
They can't believe that
cult.
They would do some evil things. They believe they put their lives in the hands of the doctors, and here the doctors are out to kill. They're out for death. I don't know if all of them know about that. I don't think that they know. They just don't even know what they're looking
candidacy.
For. Exactly.
You know, it's, the doctors don't know, because if you consider how physicians are educated, actually, they're abused. It's basically a hazing process that we call medical education, and continuing medical education isn't much better. The reality is you're hazed. You're traumatized. You're under a lot of pressure, high stress, peer pressure. The department chairpersons, the professors, they're very challenging. They're very demeaning in most cases. You have sleep deprivation because you're up late studying, and you've got rounds, and you've got residency programs. And that is essentially the same process that any cult indoctrination, they call education, is really an indoctrination. It involves traumatic stress and hazing, and basically, as a result, you are challenged to think any other way. And this is the principal problem. If the physicians aren't educated in nutrition and natural healing, and as a result of their hazing, they think that popping magic pills to cure every ill is the only way to go, well, you become a brainwashed, mind-controlled slave of the drug industrialists, the Rockefeller Rothschild cartel. And basically, you know, this is what pharma whores is all about. You know, you'll want to get a copy of that as soon as we get it. Again, look for Pharma Whores, the DVD coming out March 15th, 2010, and you'll see it first on pharmawhores.com.
I also want to talk about, I had a call from somebody, actually one of the doctors on the Medical Veritas journal that you are overseeing right now. One of the articles was written about a baby that had died from so-called shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah.
And the mother of that child called me, and she wanted a copy of the article, hard copy, to give to the attorney because her husband is in jail for this, for being accused of this shaken baby syndrome when it occurred after the baby was vaccinated, the baby died. And so it wasn't, and there was a lot of cases like that.
It's very common now. It's more and more. And it's also very common that parents are being blamed. You know, you're looking at the Marion Wright Edelman. If you go back into family planning history, Marion Wright Edelman and Walter Mondale and Hillary Rodham Clinton back in 1972 started the Florida HRS, the Florida Health and Rehabilitative Services Department, that according to the front page of the Wall Street Journal is the largest state agency in the United States, also arguably the most corrupt. This is where the children's rights agenda began. This was a sociopolitical agenda to take the children out of the care of the family, put them into the directorship of the government and all the institutional programming and the policy making that goes on to make sure that, quote, no child left behind. Well, what does that mean today? No child left unvaccinated, unintoxicated, unmercury, dumbed down, mind control, enslaved to neurological impairments brought on by vaccination toxicity. That's part and parcel of what this hideous genocidal agenda is really all about. People have not basically awoken. and mass to the reality. But this is the reality, and it's a sad state of affairs that relates to what you're talking about, the shaken baby syndrome. If you go to medicalveritas.org, you can get the latest issue, and it should have actually come down the other day. We've been so busy with the documentary that we've neglected to pull down off the internet the free review of the Medical Veritas Journal from the January issue. The next issue is coming out in April, and you will not be able to get the older issues for free. You'll have to basically pay. And so be aware that if you go now, you'll be able to read some great, great material. And what's also coming up, besides one that was already published by Dr. Harold Buttram and Alan Yurko, who is in jail also for allegedly having shaken his baby when he never did, and the baby died because of the vaccination injury. And now we have a couple other articles that have been submitted and are in press now for the April issue of Medical Veritas, one of Dr. Albiate, who is an expert PhD chemist and immunologist and neurobiologist involved in shaken baby syndrome and sharing the truth. So that truth is in Medical Veritas Journal. Go online, medicalveritas.org.
Yep, it's really, really sad. And it's almost like unimaginable to have your baby die and then to be accused of murdering your baby when you didn't do it. It had nothing to do with it. And you know,
it's got to be the worst nightmare in the whole universe.
It's got to be the worst nightmare, the worst thing you could ever imagine. It's already the worst nightmare to lose your child.
Oh, horrible.
But then to be accused of the murder of your child when it was really, it was the fault of these people who do not want to take the fall because of their products. Again,
what's happening in the Carolinas right now with
autism. It's the same thing where they don't want to take the blame for the cause of autism, so now they're saying that autism doesn't even exist.
Yeah, this is the news this week also. There's been a few things. One of those things is that the state of South Carolina is pulling back on all of its funding for the treatment, diagnosis and treatment of autistic children. And a lot of this kind of like, and you'll see more and more of this as time goes on because of what the mainstream media, which is the pharma media, which is what we're heavily exposing in Pharma Whores, the documentary. This whole pharma media is pushing the propaganda so that people don't even realize what's really happening and that they basically indemnify themselves. The drug industrialists indemnify themselves in every way possible against all the injuries and death accruing as a result of vaccinations. So this is what's happened this week in South Carolina. All those poor families and children with vaccine-injured autistic children, neurologically impaired from the mercury and potentially other viruses that are involved in neuropathology and changing your gut biochemistry, all sorts of changes take place when you become vaccine intoxicated. And so autism is one of the many diseases that is associated with this plague against we the people.
And we know a number of people who get their children's urine and blood tested, and the results come back with heavy metals that were never in there before, and total toxic waste,
yeah,
and yeast.
A lot
and
of yeast
things.
Problems,
and
a lot of gut microflora imbalances.
It's foreign products that are injected into them, and basically it doesn't belong in our bodies, putting these foreign proteins in, and it's causing our bodies to react in this way, and these children, they go crazy. They can't eat certain foods. And, I was thinking about it. I think I asked you the question the other day. You know, when we were kids, we ate wheat, and there didn't seem to be a problem with the wheat. Now what's going on with the wheat? The wheat has been poisoned. It's not the same wheat that we have.
It's not the same. Everything's been genetically engineered. I mean, you know, when I was young, you didn't worry too much about these things. You know, there were allergies, but I can tell you from my own life, it was not until I got vaccinated with two tetanus shots over a period of 3 years that suddenly I just blew out with a lot of allergies and even asthma to certain pollens and dusts and molds.
They want
and
to sell you
cats.
The drugs. That's the deal.
And well, that's one of the things. It's like you become sensitized. If you think about how allergies can be made to come about simply by having your beef eat the pollens, eating the foods, and then basically you're eating what the antigens, the foreign proteins that the cattle or whatever animal that you're eating has taken in themselves. That's one thing. That's a risk, but it's a slight risk compared to a direct injection, because vaccinations, for example, smallpox vaccine literally is made from cow pus. You know, you're looking at chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, all of these animals that are eating from the grains and the contaminated grains or the genetically modified grains, all of a sudden these now are used for vaccinations that don't even go through your alimentary canal, your digestive system. It's pumped directly into the bloodstream. And the body can't process it like that. What it turns into is a monster. This foreign protein or foreign genetic material ends up landing on your own proteins in your own body parts. And that forms what's called an antigenic complex. Half of your own and half of this foreign protein combined, and your white blood cell bodyguards that completely scavenge around, they are always searching your body for what's not supposed to be in your body. It eliminates the pathogens, it eliminates the dust particles that got into your bloodstream somehow, and it takes those foreign bodies out of the body, it digests them, and then tells the rest of the white blood cell bodyguard system that if you ever see this, attack and destroy it. That's autoimmune disease. Now, when that foreign protein lands on your own body part, forming an antigenic complex, and it gets attacked by your own white blood cell bodyguards and the rest of the lymphocyte. So this is how most of the autoimmune diseases have been made to come about through the vaccinations. Now, the simple fact that your mainstream media isn't telling you about this, the simple fact that they're not really teaching medical doctors definitively, immunologists, they teach about this stuff. Allergen experts, they teach about this. Antigenic complexes, and it's linked to vaccinations. But the vast majority of even healthcare professionals don't learn about it, and so it's not known well, not well known, and as a result, it keeps happening. The same injuries, the same profiteering off of humanity's suffering, ongoing over and over again. And ultimately, you know, I reviewed Bill Gates' DVD today. There's a new DVD circulating on the internet of Bill Gates.
He's heavily promoting vaccinations.
I mean, $750 million was $750 million the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave to further the vaccination depopulation of the poor people of the planet. That's who are being targeted. And Bill Gates is up there on a big stage lecturing, telling why vaccinations and health services are beneficial for population reduction. Excuse me? What? Taking good care of yourself extends life. It should do the opposite. It should be increasing population. It shouldn't, because people live longer. No. He's actually telling people, and I've heard of it. You know, I remember even when I was back at Harvard in public health, involved in public health and research and teaching back in Boston, I remember hearing this absolutely insane evaluation that I knew something was dramatically wrong with the expectation that through the delivery of good health care services and vaccinations, that we could expect a population reduction. Now that's insane. But yet that is part and parcel. I mean, it's the same thing as like looking at 9/11. Those buildings came down from controlled demolition, and people are saying, oh, well, it was fire. And Penn and Teller had one of the segments we have on the Pharma Whores documentary exposing Penn and Teller as being pharma whores for the drug industrialists and the global directors, that essentially 9/11, the people who are claiming that it was fire that caused the destruction of the supporting steel inside the frame of the World Trade Towers, and that the fall of those towers level by level, floor by floor, occurred because of the flames and the fire way up there, forget it. It doesn't make any sense. But yet, what are the statistics? You still have about 50% of the people. And in fact, it was 46% said that they believed that the government was involved in 9/11. It was as high as 46.
I think it's every year.
Because there's more and more.
More and more people are seeing the truth. They're seeing, wow, there's corruption here, like unbelievable. People just want to turn a blind eye. And some of them think, well, that may be true, but I don't want to live my life thinking that's true. So they close their eyes and they don't open them and they just let it go. And they don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Tomorrow there's a special meeting. Is there 911truth.org, isn't it?
911troopers, yeah. There's a.
Is that what it's called, 911 Truthers?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the website is?
It's 911truthers.com or .org. I'm not sure.
Well, do you remember what time the meeting is? There's a telephone conference
tomorrow.
They have
a specific meeting. It's just a group of people.
Oh, it is, yeah?
It's a closed meeting.
Oh, I didn't know.
But we are going to actually be on a meeting with them on the 30th of March. So.
Anyway, there's a lot. There's over 1,000 engineers, architectural experts and engineers that have come out very recently in the last few weeks and petitioned the Congress and petition for an independent investigation and a reevaluation of all the propaganda that we were fed. The Bush administration and the people that were exposing royally in pharma whores were intimately connected in the money, in making the money from 9/11. And if you follow the money, it all becomes very, very clear about who's making the money on these catastrophes. And in the signing of the Patriot Act and all the legislation that followed this insider traitor attack against we the people of the United States of America. So this is a very, very interesting time that we're living in. There's a lot of experts, lawyers, attorneys, people who have been doing their best to share the truth and expose those responsible for this horrible attack against America.
It's a really, really sad to just think, like, you know, if you realize, and again, let's go back to Bill Gates, these billionaires, they're all in bed together. They're all together. And any of the billionaires, like Oprah, like Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates. How many of you out there knew that Bill Gates, Microsoft, actually has a full partnership with MSNBC and NBC, which is NBC Comcast Universal. NBC Comcast Universal is basically directed, it's an entity owned by General Electric. Well, who's General Electric? General Electric's the biggest corporation in the world, the most lucrative corporation. It's controlled heavily by the British. In fact, the Queen Elizabeth is a heavy investor, and she controls still the military of England. And the whole nuclear and the whole energy and the military operations are in the hands of organization directors that are on the board of directors of these large corporations. So you have like somebody, like you wouldn't think that Bill Gates has anything to do with the media, but suddenly you realize he's totally a partner.
Right, and what is the media? And they own the pharmaceutical companies, they own the vaccinations, they own all the drugs that come out. I mean, the media, they're all one.
And most people don't know that. Maybe you should just share a little bit about some of those connections, Sherry, because most people have no clue.
Well, Rupert Murdoch, everyone knows him. He's Fox News and other media entities.
And News Corporation. So
News Corporation.
Huge, mega corporations.
I would say Rupert.
Worldwide. The biggest media mogul in the world is Rupert Murdoch, but people don't know what about him.
Well, he is. He has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia, which conducted the first swine flu vaccination trials on children.
Imagine that.
And they partnered with CSL Pharmaceuticals, which is a division of Merck Pharmaceuticals, and basically did these untested vaccination trials on these children. And then
the pregnant women were being tested by the staff of the Royal Women's Hospital, which is directed by Elizabeth Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch's mother. And the CSL studies were done at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
Right, and then his son James Murdoch is the non-executive director of SmithKline Beecham.
That's the overseeing director of SmithKline Beecham, which is another allegedly competing H1N1 vaccine maker. So the family is involved in two competing directorship over two competing H1N1
competing,
swine flu vaccines.
Competing,
quote unquote. So there's no competition. You know, another revelation that we're coming out with very, very strongly in Pharma Horse is this man by the name of Sumner Rothstein Redstone, who controls CBS Viacom, this whole consortium between CBS Viacom and Westinghouse, which is also a division. It's kind of like under the direction of General Electric, Westinghouse Energy, Westinghouse directorship of the nuclear industry. I think Westinghouse is in charge of four nuclear power plants, I think, in the United States alone. You would never, ever imagine that these corporations that are so powerful are actually engaged intimately with the directors of the networks, such as Sumner Rothstein Redstone, in charge of the Showtime entity, the CBS Viacom. And isn't it interesting, you know, we talk about this thing called controlled opposition. Well, it was CBS News that came out with the expose that the Centers for Disease Control had misrepresented, totally committed scientific fraud and a public deception when they stated that H1N1 deaths were so prevalent. CBS did a report and they showed that in fact 84 to 97% of the reported deaths from H1N1 swine flu this past year, 2009, were frauds. They were fraudulently misrepresented, and the CDC's data was completely bogus. And so
it was now, all about keeping the H1N1 in the media. That's all it was.
It was all the good and the bad news.
But
it's
now keeping
it
in the reviews, and that's what they wanted to do. Everybody talked about H1N1.
Yeah.
Everyone Googled H1N1, swine flu, and that's what people talked about for weeks. So regardless of whether it was a bad or good review, they cover it up by putting out both sides, which really is to mix it up and make everybody confused. Then let's also talk about Thomas Glocer, who is
Reuters
Newswire's the CEO
and
also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's what about Mortimer Zuckerman?
U.S. News World Report,
Newsweek.
Editor in chief of Newsday. Zuckerman's research institute.
Is it Mortimer B. Zuckerman Research Institute?
And then there's another one, Jerry Speier.
Jerry Speier, right.
Another major New York mover and shaker in a huge world of real estate. These people are involved
in the Partnership for New York City.
Go to partnershipforneworkcity.org, that's PFNYC.org, and begin to read about who's on the directorship there. Rupert Murdoch, Lloyd Blankfein, CBS has its counterpart in the Disney ABC, the Weinstein Corporation, Miramax. This whole conglomerate from Disney and ABC is directed by Lloyd Blankfein et al., the people from Goldman Sachs that funded it. And again, it's no surprise, another point of interest and
it's
concern.
David Rockefeller Organization.
David Rockefeller Organization. Rockefeller's intimately connected to healthcare, the blood industry, the cancer industry, controlling American medicine from its inception. And then Lloyd Blankfein put together the Disney, Miramax, CBS merger, funded it through Goldman Sachs, which is one of the still today, along with J.P. Morgan Chase, they fund Michael Moore's
controlled opposition.
This is the controlled opposition. So they mix it up. You've got Michael Moore saying how terrible capitalism is, but yet the capitalists are funding him to say that exact thing because you mix it up. You create dissonance because it's on your U.S. dollar bill. Nova Ordo Seclorum. It's related to, in Latin, new order, out of chaos. In this case, managed chaos. It's managed. It's created. You create the problem. You create the solution. You profit off of humanity's suffering. You intoxicate people through vaccinations. You get them sick. You get them going to the medical deities. You get them drugged. Now you got them on side effects, and you got to take more medicines to cure the diseases that the drugs caused to begin with.
And the interesting thing about the Partnership for New York City is they are responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Centers, and they're also in partnership with Silverstein Properties.
Right.
Which is
Larry Silverstein. He held the lease 7 weeks before World Trade Center collapsed. Actually was taken down. I can't say it was collapsed. It's not even the correct use of the English language, is it?
It was
a controlled demolition.
Yeah, it was a controlled
Let's
collapse.
Let's get real. A controlled, intentional collapse. And that Larry Silverstein's heavily implicated. And again, I pray that someday the truth in total shall be told with regard to the horrible events of 9/11.
Yeah, but it'll probably be told, but in the same way that the JFK assassination was
told. I pray not.
I mean, think about how that's told to this day.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, they had a guy who was accused. He said, I'm a patsy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, before they murdered him, before they injected him with a lethal injection, he said, I'm a patsy. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, how could I have done this alone? What would be in it for me? And so here you got that guy, they saw the bullets came from different directions, they had all the evidence of where it was shot, the gun, and they still blamed
Oswald
for the whole entire thing. Yeah, they need a scapegoat.
They frequently do.
Osama bin Laden, he's another scapegoat.
Yeah.
The guy's been dead for how many years?
We don't even know.
He's still responsible for
he
all this.
He might be vacationing somewhere, shaved. You know,
dying like the last
That's what they
years
say.
Ago.
You don't
he
know.
Looked pretty bad in the last pictures of himself. So
you think he's dead?
I believe he's dead, yes.
I'm glad I'm not a betting person. I wouldn't bet on it.
I think he's dead.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing is.
Did you say a prayer for him?
Yeah, they don't have any newer. Yeah, I have.
You're such a nice person. You said a prayer for Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, I felt really bad that he was the only person accused of all of this. Yeah, I thought, my gosh, but I wouldn't want to be in that position. And this guy's long gone.
What about his family? They were partners with the Bush family and Carlyle Group. They were intimately connected with
Why isn't Bush being the sole one accused of it?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you're not president of the United States yet. Sherry K for president.
I feel sorry. I mean, the thing is that this guy, I feel sorry for all of the people that are the patsies, that are made to be the patsies. I mean, even if they are bad people, I wouldn't want to be the one person responsible for all the horrible things
happen. It's a lesson for all the people that are involved in Central Intelligence and British Secret Service and Israeli Mossad. You know, once you get into that system, I mean, there's even Hollywood movies that are really reflecting the truth. You know, you're a number. You're to be used, and you're going to play ball, and you're going to be abused as needed to accomplish whatever goals. And, you know, basically, you are a human resource. So, you know, where is sovereignty and your own internal divinity when you are enslaved to that kind of insanity?
Now, get this. I felt sorry for Saddam Hussein when he was hung. I watched it and I felt sorry for him.
How do you know he was? There was Saddam Hussein lookalikes. He could be vacationing in Palm Beach. Who knows?
That's very possible. But I think they wanted to shut him up. I think that they drugged him up in the end and he was acting like a maniac.
You know, you never know, man. The problem is that you can't even trust the lunar landing. It turns out that they never did that, you know?
How do you know they never did that?
Because all the new photography with the advanced technology, the new evidence of really looking carefully at the photographs that they projected, the shadows are not in the right orientation for the moon at that particular time. There's other things that are happening in the photography that are evident that this
was
a stage.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, because number one, you had the Soviet Union were winning the space race during Kennedy era. I mean, I remember this. I'm old enough to remember this. And that America was losing out in the Cold War to the propaganda that the Soviets were leading the space race. And so America really needed a shot in the arm in this case. And so that's what they did. They staged, I think it was in the early 70s.
Did the Soviets go for real or what?
No, the Soviets never made it to the moon. It was a U.S. lunar landing.
So
I think
Soviets
all the lunatics land in their own minds.
The Soviets never went either. Nobody went.
No!
So they were in competition with going, but nobody ever went.
Have you been to the moon recently?
It depends on what you mean by that.
It's like, what moon? I mean, do you know a nightclub called the moon?
No,
got a lunar landing on it. mean, maybe in Vegas
they have. There's a great saying, you know, I'll take you to the moon and back. I'll, you know, take you to the moon. That's another trip.
Yeah. But although I have heard, and I don't know, I haven't seen the invitations myself, I understand that some large corporations to the billionaires are marketing the space flights and those experiences in outer space of weightlessness, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if you've got a couple billion dollars to spare change to throw around, why not?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I get kind of motion sickness.
I would get claustrophobic in a little vehicle like that.
Spinning around in a can and drinking your own urine and dealing with other people's crap.
Yeah, but they use OxySilver in space. So that's one good thing that the space race brought us. It's OxySilver. You know, I mentioned this last week as one of the wonderful products that I highly recommend everybody get and actually help us to help other people through saving lives through the healthyworldaffiliates.com website. You can sign up to become not only an OxySilver affiliate now, but we've got 8. Our top products at healthyworldstore.com are available at healthyworldaffiliates.com, and it's wonderful. It really is. To not have to be worried about infectious diseases today, where so many people are freaked out, getting injected, intoxicated, infected, and exposed all over the place. People are sneezing and hacking and coughing, and they've been injected with H1N1 and God knows what else. They're shedding, they're spreading and transmitting viruses. Be safe. Get yourself a good hydrosol, my favorite, my best. I'm telling you the truth. It's wonderful because it's got 528 hertz frequency resonance. It is powerful. Add prayer to it, and you've got a supercharged mineral water that we guarantee you will not get sick. And if you've got that first sign of a cold or flu coming on, and you do what I'm telling you now, you take 3 capfuls or teaspoonfuls. Don't use a metal spoon because the metal will vibrate the 528 out of the water. Use a plastic spoon or a wooden spoon is even better. And then take it with prayer, and we guarantee you will not get sick. Even if you feel that first sign of a cold and flu coming on, if you hit it right at that moment with 3 capfuls with prayer of OxySilver, you will not get sick or your money back. In fact, we used to say double your money back because we're so sure that you won't get sick.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, I swear by those products now.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
I'm so happy that
we are blessed. We are absolutely so thankful that we have so many wonderful things to share. And we invite you to be part of an organization that is emerging and evolving. We're supporting and endorsing. It's called Healthy World Organization. HealthyWorldOrganization.org or .com. Get information about it. Sign up as an affiliate for free. We give you a website. We give you a whole turnkey business, and there's going to be seminars and webinars and all sorts of support for you to educate you. We'll even have, even within the next year, our goal is to have also a 5-year program leading to a certified and accredited 5-year PhD program to receive your doctorate in energy medicine through
also,
Healthy World Organization.
I got to also say that if you want Dr. Horowitz to do a seminar in your town, then you can be a coordinator for it. You get to attend the seminar. If you bring a person to the seminar, you get 50% off your admission to attend. But if you bring 2 people in, you get in free. And anything beyond 2 people, you get to keep
you
half.
You get wealthy.
You get half the revenue for all the ticket sales. So
yeah, that's
our
powerful
partner. So if you want to come to your city and do a seminar, I'll help you put it together. I just need, you know, to know that you're on board, that you're going to be there to help promote it and help sell the tickets, and we will be there.
And, you know, if you have your favorite radio station, we're now signing up radio stations. We have, I understand, about a dozen already signed up, and we've just launched the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com program. Has a special media program whereby we are signing up radio stations. We're giving them toll-free numbers. We're giving them the websites. We're doing commercials or infomercials with them. We're doing talk shows with them. And all of the sales that go through that dedicated toll-free line, that dedicated website, it's easily tracked. It's automatically administered. And people just get monthly a check in the mail. And so that's wonderful. It's the first time in history that with the new technologies, we're able to advance this kind of an affiliate program. And what a wonderful use of this particular program for the world's best products.
And also, if you contact these radio stations and we're not on board with them yet, and you tell them, you know, you get them to sign up under your link, then they get their own link, then all the stuff they generate would be under their
link,
and they would get commission for it.
40% commission payout. 40%. That's awesome. That's totally outstanding. On 5 different levels, that means that you expand your capacity. It's not a network marketing organization or a multi-level organization. This is different. This is a cooperative, and it's an affiliate program.
Right, so you don't pay every month.
It's simply a referral. You don't pay anything. You don't have to stock anything. All it is a word-of-mouth blessing. You simply tell people about your website address. They go to your website, which is a clone of our website. Everything is administered in a back office. You can track everything. You can track the people that got onto your website, that bought from your website, that essentially you can actually engage in emailing. There's an email program, I understand, too, that you can use to email all your people in your various networks to alert them and to educate them and to enroll them as a partner collaborator in Healthy World Organization with the best products and greatest mission, which is to take back this planet from the global industrialists, the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel that are killing people under the guise of medicine and public health, and of course, national security. So what do you think?
I think it's definitely a great, amazing opportunity. I've never heard of an opportunity like this before.
Yeah,
so I think it's great that, you know, people can go. I mean, a lot of people recommend things to me all the time. Now, if they would be able to, like, get some sort of commission or referral fee for recommending other people the products, I think that's great. It's a great advantage. It's also helping to, you know, educate people and save a lot of lives and turn people onto alternative remedies, which is definitely the future. It's going to be a $1 trillion industry. More and more people are going to be turned off by the medical industry as more and more people are being made aware of what really went on in 9/11. It's the same thing with the pharmaceuticals. They're not going to want to deal with it. They're not going to trust the government. They're not going to trust the media. They're not going to trust their doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. And they're just going to say, you know what? I'm going to do my own research and I'm going to find out what works for me. From now on, I'm not going to listen to somebody else who has invested interest and who could be deceiving me or maybe not even aware of what they're doing. So that's how people get wiser, get smarter, and get enlightened to the truth.
Yeah. You know, I think we got knocked off the air. We got knocked off of, I think we're still on BBS tonight, but I think in terms of the live stream going out, gee whiz, 2 weeks in a row we've had technical problems. I don't know what it is. We've got the number one Cox service. So if you are a Cox person, probably best to leave Cox and go somewhere else. I don't know. As we lost our signal last week, so we dropped off of live stream.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently...